I believe 2021 just said, hold my beer. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're just going to have fun hanging out with you for an hour or two and talking about the beers we're drinking and beers we drank last week and beers for all of us to look out for, along with a little bit of culture. And maybe listeners will call us and leave us something to talk about as well. We have a Labrador in the studio and one of the studios. He's waiting for crackers. There's a cat in another studio, and then there's boxers in another studio.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen. Just animal anarchy around here. Before the show opened up, and what I'm currently drinking right now from Wazoo Corvette, donated to the show from Burning Barrel Brewing Company. Burning Barrel is Rancho Cordova. Out there in Sacramento, sort of east, Sacramento suburb, maybe. I don't know if Rancho Cordova would be this would not like to be called a suburb or not, but I actually spent a couple weeks there training for a particular job. But Taste of Royalty, it's either Taste of Royalty or Pride of Hops. I think it's maybe it's the whole thing. Pride of Hops, it's a triple West Coast IPA. That's right, started with a triple. 10%. Mm-hmm. It is quite delicious. Very solid West Coast. No messing around for this week.
Is that where you got training for light bars?
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks of light bar training. Intense light bar training.
Not sharpened cart return.
Nope.
Baggage handling. Super Bowl beer can displays.
Carburetor tuning.
Mikey, did you get to do any Super Bowl displays when you're at the supermarket?
Yeah, and I ran the liquor department for a little bit of time. So, of course, man. Actually, it was the reps that did the big ones. I never pulled off one myself.
Took a couple six packs. Yeah,
and it was always Dr. Shasta. It wasn't craft beer heyday, even though I was drinking craft beer. That wasn't really it was still micro brews back then. And so Budweiser, it was always a giant Budweiser display. I mean, Budweiser just ruled the roost, and I'm sure they still do with displays. But and then you fought for the ice chest at the end or whatever paraphernalia from that display. You tried to sneak out of there before a bagger snuck it out of there, before somebody on night crew did, or before the rep took it back or realized it was gone.
You guys seen an Eddie Van Halen cardboard cutout around here?
No, no. Why are you looking at me?
Mikey,
I don't know who that is.
Who's that guy in your car?
Who is that?
Who's that guy in your car you're carpooling with every day?
Oh, that's my uncle. He is homeless. He just sits in my car all day while I'm at work.
Yeah, he's got nothing better to do.
He's all, bro, I'll just sit out here and listen to some tunes while you're at work. All right, Unc. So that's what I'm having. What do you got there, Nick?
Oh, is that what?
Yeah, talking about the beer.
Come on, 2021, we got a tangent. Is that fastest episode tangent?
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Don't push. You can't force a tangent. It's gotta be proper.
I'm drinking Hard-Headed Red from Crooked Lane.
Crooked Lane.
Brewed in Auburn.
Albertsons.
Do you have your Albertsons card?
It was the lane that was crooked, bro.
You're driving all crooked. Well, it was the lane. I'm not drunk. The lane was wobbly. Crooked, not me.
It's all wobbly.
Actually, there's a street on Pismo Beach that's, or not, it's not Pismo Beach, it's Shell Beach, I guess. It's all wonky like that.
Ooh. Bless me. Cascade, Amarillo, and Simcoe hops.
Yeah. How's that one?
And a red beer. It's nice.
It's a red, you said?
It's a red. American red ale.
And it has those hops in it? What hops has it in it?
Cascade, Amarillo, and Simcoe.
I'm just not used to reds having their hop bill included, I guess.
Crooked tire marks on there. Mm-hmm.
Do I have that in the fridge? I have a red in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we supposed to all open that or something?
You two have.
Oh, you used to have one? Or there was only two?
You used to, too.
You both have it.
Okay.
I used to have it. I still do, but I used to, too.
I'll get that later. What do you got, Matt?
From Dunlow Brewing, I have a pale ale. I believe it's a long name. It's Surefooted Mountain Bachelor by right. Wazoo Corvette. But it's a pale and it's drinking all right. So here I am.
Oh, I have a Yeti too. I saw that. Don't think I didn't catch that Yeti. Branding at the bottom of the cup. Did you know they got Yeti at the bottom of the cup? Just something Yeti does.
Wow.
I mean, other manufacturers do that too.
They copied Yeti. Everyone copied Yeti. Everything's a Yeti copy. Every cup and ice chest, Yeti copies.
Well, does Yeti make triple walled?
No. I don't know.
That's what Brewmate does. They make
triple wall. Brewmate makes triple wall. What quad wall? I'm waiting for quad walls, man.
Quad walls. Wow. Loch Ness quad walls.
Quad wall.
Nessie tumblers.
Well, it's we're well into 2021 now, and thought we'd change it up and just see how this plays with us. Since it's difficult to get news and culture items since we're not going out really. And you know, everything's pretty quiet outside of just shipping beer and picking up beer. So we're trying a little something different and may keep it. And we're gonna meld the looking out fors with the culture. So we're gonna see how that goes. And I think it sounds like this.
Silence. Awkward
sounds
silence.
Like this.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Didn't quite pull that off as well as I had in my head, but there you go.
That's about how I expected two sounds
exactly.
Game played over each other would sound like.
Sounds like the same engineer we've had for 8 years.
Yay, he's still alive.
All right, well, guys, let's what we got for culture and looking out for is a little blend. We're blending, doing a little blend. I feel like everyone's gotten away from blending. Nobody blends anymore. Do some more blends.
There's some blends, all right.
Give us something, Matt. What do you got?
Speaking of stealing, I mean blending things. San Francisco Beer Week usually happens in February.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's being modified to be a California Craft Beer Week.
What? I don't know if I like this. Continue.
So coming February 2021, which kicks off on the 12th, goes to the 21st. It's California Craft Brewers Association has joined forces with the Bay Area Brewers Guild to expand SF Beer Week into California Craft Beer Week. So basically, they're going to make some beer packages that are available for delivery. And just like highlight other different breweries in California that are participating, whether they have something on sale or information or, you know, just, you know, blasts about the company and stuff like that. So it's not so much about multiple people going to one place. It's more about them kind of staying where they're at and pulling items from multiple places. So we'll see how it goes, but the participating guilds or associations, obviously I said CCBA, Bay Area Brewers Guild, San Diego Brewers Guild, LA Brewers Guild, Orange County Brewers Guild, Central Coast Brewers Guild, Sacramento Area Brewers Guild, and Inland Empire Brewers Guild. So they're all partners.
Whoa, in it. That's LA.
Hoping that, you know, some of the 1,000 breweries in California will partake in this festivities.
Gold. We don't have a, don't we? I thought we had a Brewers Guild here now. Or is there a Central Valley Brewers Guild? So, but we're not, we don't have any involvement. Nobody locally has any involvement yet, is what I'm hearing right now. Don't know. Maybe.
And,
I don't know why. Well, maybe if you're just doing it because of the way this year is, but if I'm SF Beer Week, to me is maybe it's just because I've been to it and I hear about more than other ones. Seems like the most prominent of beer weeks to me, and to lop off the SF part and just make it a generic California one. I don't think I like it.
You know, since anybody can get younger now, there's no exclusivity. Oh,
whatever. Yeah, because that one of the, I think it's on opening night, or it's the night before, they have the triple IPA. No, it's the opening gala is the opening thing, but one of them is the triple IPA fest, and of course it's younger always dominates that, but like that's one of the big SF Beer Week events is the triple IPA. Right. Well, Fresno brewers need to participate in this SF/California Beer Week then.
I heard a certain Fresno brewery is working on it, so we'll see what happens. Hmm. It's only January, so you know.
Yeah. Let's go. All our Valley brewers, let's go. Let's get in there.
Some other good news, which a trend that I've been hearing amongst the salespeoples is that Imperials have been kind of focused on.
Oh.
Going into the 2021s.
We're drinking hard.
So that was kind of heading in the right direction. There might be a double IPA coming from a certain brewery that you guys both know very well. Oh. From the downtown of Fresno's. So hopefully that'll
all
be
right, Zax. All right, 411. Finally.
But this article, which is a looking out for and also some culture, but our favorite brewery up in Bend, Oregon, which is Deschutes. Just released their new calendar, but at a glance, somebody was like, whoa, 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 what's this? And they have a beer called Squeezy Rider. Have you guys heard of this?
Squeezy Rider? No. Is that that sounds like a so sex move.
So they have fresh squeezed.
Hey, have you guys ever done a squeezy rider?
There's a segment. Sex move or beer name.
So they have fresh squeezed and they have fresh, is it haze? And now yeah. There's squeezy rider, which is a West Coast IPA.
You've done it now, Matt. Mikey's not coming back. No.
Hey, Beavis, squeezy.
It is a bright hoppy with big tropical flavors from Strata hops, but with a laid-back bitterness, integrating hop processes of traditional hazy IPA into a bright beer. So filtered. Brewers agree that Squeezy Rider makes the IBUs less of a big deal and more approachable to every craft drinker. So it's going to be an easy-going West Coast IPA, 7%, Strata hops. So
Strata, if you got
definitely going to look out for that. It's going to be 12-ounce cans, 6-packs, their usual cubes with the bright packaging on it. So I'm definitely looking out for that.
Hopefully you'll make it to the Save Marts here.
It does say select markets, so hopefully we're selected.
Oh. Speaking of Deschutes, I have a beer soap. Look, guys. I got beer soap for Christmas. It's Deschutes Fresh Squeeze IPA soap. I'm showing them on camera. It smells
when it says
great. It doesn't smell like a fresh squeeze.
Big IPA. Ass? Is that the actual size of ass that it's rated for? Yeah, or?
It's rated for big asses. See, it's got a Deschutes D in there.
Uh-huh.
It smells great. It smells like an Irish Spring, or an earthier Irish Spring. Go ahead.
This Matt. Next story goes out to the brother.
This one goes out fond. To Nick, man.
Yeah, West Coast bros.
He is very fond when breweries do throwback releases, and this one should be right up there with it. But Stone is going to be bringing back their Subliminally Self-Righteous. Ooh. I know where you're going to go. I know he immediately so went close. Smoked porter, but no, but.
Sorry, bro.
But the black IPA market has been pretty slacking.
So more Cascadians in our life.
So Subliminally Self-Righteous is going to come back. It's going to be in 6-packs. It's a hop heavy dark malt. Pours all black. Right. Surprising punch of bitterness balanced with smooth malty character. So. Even though it's not the smoked porter, I think this will at least check a couple boxes. So
it's a good sign. It's a good way to start the year. Bring back some classics. That beer will always remind me of Scotty B, too. I think he was a fan of that one.
That's right, Chief.
But, so it's not only 6-packs, but it's also going to be 22s, and they say for a limited time.
Oh, boy.
So Sprouts will have lots.
I'll say Sprouts or Total Wine.
Where's your bomber section?
Those are all,
Speaking of doubles, it's 8.7 and 90 IBU.
Jeebus. Oh, man. Are we bringing back IBU ratings?
Yeah, come on, why not?
You Haze Bros killed the IBUs.
You Haze Bros, I love talking about IBUs. Damn Haze Bros. He's
killed the IBU star. Come on, man. Nobody cares about IBUs. Ever since a Haze came out, nobody cares.
Don't care. About the IBUs. Well, people are like, it's a bullshit thing anyway, IBUs.
Give me the 100+ IBUs.
It's fun to know IBUs still. Mm-hmm. I like to see stats. I want to see stats. Give me some stats.
Matt was getting pretty good at the SRM ratings. I don't know if he's
still up. That's Well, he's a certified Cicerone. Ciccarone.
I'm just a beer server. If you
he's
you
look at him humble. He's Cicerone. Always stays humble, man. Hey, man, I'm just a beer server here. Just trying to please the public, you know. I put my boots on one boot at a time, just like everyone else.
But then if you want to talk to a real Cicerone, you talk to Big Game James. That guy is the real deal.
Been? Oh, look at Big Game.
He is the Valley's only
Cicerone.
He's the only
level,
one.
What level is he?
What's the next one?
There's like
Master Cicerone or something?
There's lots of levels. Master Chief.
Not even Rad Stacy is not a Cicerone.
Rad Stacy. Like she's a Cicerone raising chickens. Mm. Whatever Cicerone program chicken raising, backyard chicken raising is, Rad Stacy's up there.
Chicarone?
Chicarone. Hey, what level of Chicarone program are you? I'm just a server. Oh! Yes, Matt.
Nope, I'm good.
Matt needs to find a more serious a less teenagery show.
When do the grown-ups get here?
He's like, when are they going to grow up? I'm waiting this out. I've been waiting this out for 8 years. I'm like, eventually they're going to fall in line.
You regress with each year.
Yeah, really. Because trust me, the older you get, the more you realize everything's bullshit. So why take it so serious? It's all bullshit, man. Just have a beer. That's what you got there, Matt?
That's all I got.
All right. Nick, do you have some things? Beers, news, culture.
Blanding. You know what calendar I looked at? Release calendar?
Oh boy. Modern Times?
Close.
Oh. Stone?
Nah.
Nah. I'm getting colder. Modern Times, I was getting warmer. I'm getting
warmer.
Shit. Pure Project?
No, now you're getting colder.
Ah, damn it.
Think bigger and older than Stone.
Oh, geez. But
collabing with Modern Times.
Oh, Carl Strauss.
There you go.
Carl Strauss.
So they released a release calendar. And the Modern Times collabs is the first in the collab series.
Yes.
I believe we saw a picture of that earlier.
Mm-hmm. I think Vern.
In the Porum.
The Porum. It's a private Facebook group.
Mosaic.
You probably Oasis heard about it.
IPA.
Mosaic Oasis. That sounds good.
So they're going to do 4 collabs this year, but they're not telling you who the next 3 are.
Good for them. A little mystery.
The information has been redacted.
They had some great collabs in 2020. I like that series, that Carl Strauss series they're doing, and I'm happy that we get it here at the market anyway. I don't know where else it is, but I know you can get them at the market.
The market. You have to wait till November before the Vanilla Bean Rec Alley comes out.
Oh.
But Sundrops Hazy IPA seems to be the feature.
Sundrops? That's a new
one? Sundrops. The low calorie hazy.
Oh, low cal.
Low cal. Red Trolley year round. Mosaic IPA year round.
Yeah.
Frank the Dank Double IPA. Is this new?
Oh, that sounds new. I will remember that.
Frank the Dank. Wow. Year round draft only. Damn.
Uh-oh.
So
you got to go to San Diego.
I wonder if that is a San Diego only. Bummer.
Can't even go anyway, into California Adventure and drink in there, so you have to go.
Speaking of Yetis, as you guys mentioned earlier, they are having an auction, one for the roadies, where Yeti has custom artworked Yeti coolers that you can bid on.
Ooh.
By famous people.
Oh. Are they cool people?
No. I don't know. Who's cool to you?
Everybody's cooler than me, so.
Not cooler than you, cool too.
Do you have the people that are doing the artwork?
Would you bid on a cooler signed by the Beastie Boys?
Low. I'll start the bidding. I'll start the bidding off.
You guys want to do a Price is Right or is that lame-o?
Wait, do they have a starting price on those?
They have the current bid price right now.
Oh.
So Beastie Boys, $4,000 higher or lower?
Oh, geez. $4,000 lower.
Matt, I guess that means you have to pick the other way.
Yeah,
right. I don't know how this works. Anyways, it's higher than 4,000. It's 41.25.
Flip. Right. Jeez.
40 bids on that.
No, gracias.
Billie Eilish. $1,000 higher or lower?
Higher.
Good job. She's at 1,500. What else you want? You want 80s pop? Brandy sure. Carlisle? Oh,
no,
that's
not, no.
I was thinking Belinda Carlisle. Fits in the Tantrums. $1,000 higher or lower?
Fits in the Tantrums? Wow. Okay. Somebody at Yeti was like a big Fits in the Tantrums fan. Was like, we got to get Fits in the Tantrums. And I was like, who? Fits in the Tantrums. We got to get them. Okay. $75.
Wow. $13.25.
Wow. All right. Good for them.
Social Distortion.
Oh, Social D. Underrated band.
Yeah.
$3,000.
Matt, what do you think?
Stupid amount of money. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. $6,000.
There
you go.
Look at Social D. They've kind of got their own brand, so I can see that. Like, it probably looks like a Social D Yeti.
Yep, that's called it.
Matt, I Tenacious love D.
Gold. Oh, Tenacious D. That's interesting.
How much you paying for Kyle Glass hugging your Yeti?
Does it come wrapped up in a pair of stretched out sweatpants?
I'm sure something could be arranged.
You mean the actor from Elf?
Yes.
One of the writers from Elf?
Jermaine Dupri, isn't it? No, what's his name?
I don't know his real name.
No, the character name in the movie.
Oh. I just opened up that hard-headed red that you have there, Nick. Or you had from Crooked Lane. It's pretty good.
It is.
I don't really like reds. This is pretty good.
Don't tell them that.
I would think that's what they would want to hear. That's the ultimate compliment. So, yeah, I don't like the style, yet I like this beer.
Wow. So you're saying Five stars, not my style.
Not my style. Five stars. Wait, what?
Not my style.
That's not how it's supposed to be. Not my style. Five stars.
Ugh. So boring.
What else, Nick?
Bear Republic and I don't know. Is this new?
Is this a thing?
It just says coming soon in 2021. So I don't know if that means it's coming back or if it's new, but Bear Republic has a brown porter, caramel malts, roasted chocolate, malt, molasses, brown sugar, and hopped with Centennial and Cascade.
Look at that. Porters.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Classic.
Saying we started a trend, but yes, we do.
I'm looking up for a classic trend this year. Mine isn't porters, although I'm fine with that. But I think black IPAs, I mean, you talked about earlier about the Stones bringing back black IPA, Matt, but Modern Times has a black IPA coming out too. I think black IPA is going to make a return. Nobody's saying Cascadian Dark Ale either. It's all black IPA.
Don't haze it. Cascadian Haze Ale.
Cascadian Haze. So that's my... I think I meant to say that last week during the pours, but my 2021 prediction is black IPAs going to make a little surge.
I think we talked about that.
Did we? I don't know. Maybe we did.
I had one last week. I think that's what started.
Oh, okay. You heard it here from the Perfect Pour. Trend predicted. What else, Nick?
Hard Times. The Porter. Oh. That's it.
All right.
Oh, New Glory has a can refresh. Thanks to Corey. He posted that in the forum.
Oh, yeah.
Glory.
New Glory. Man. Now you can tell when all their old shit, their old shit. You're like, that's old. Watch out for the can refresh from New Glory. You guys, the biggest thing to look out for right now, culturally and looking out forly, Russian River made an announcement just after our show last week. They have made two new variants. One is the Blind Pig Inaugural Ale, and they're putting that in a can. So they're putting a Blind Pig in a can. And this is a one-time only pilot system brew that Russian River is doing with this Blind Pig that you're pretty much just going to get if you're around the brewery. But they're also doing, and that's in a can. First time any kind of blind pig is in a can. But Pliny, they're also doing a DDH version of Pliny the Elder. So we're getting a Pliny the Elder variant in a can. And for this one, they're saying this is the first of many batches of this. So this DDH Pliny the Elder in a can might be end up being a staple. It might actually show up here. And just be a regular beer that you can buy. Pliny.
Yeah.
The slyly doing Pliny in a can without keeping the traditional Pliny in the bottle, but just doing a slight variant of Pliny and putting in a can. So they're still technically not canning Pliny.
Never gonna can Pliny.
Never gonna can Pliny, but we will can a DDH Pliny. Which I'm cool with. I like it. They can still technically say they've never canned a Pliny. But yet they're giving us what we want still. Which I am. I can't wait to line up a DDH Pliny from a can and a Pliny the Elder in a bottle and just
see who
wins.
I wanna see you. Well, I should be careful how I word this. I want to see you in the pool.
Fisting. Yeah, you need to
be a Pliny the young elder in one hand and a DDH in the other.
All right.
Sipping off both at the same time.
All right. Look for that this summer on my Snapchat. It'll be up for about an hour, or at least it'll be up until I wake up in the morning and realize what I did the night before.
What delete it. Have I done?
Oh, shit.
Never gonna can the Pliny. Double
another one to look out for. This one's from Crooked Tooth Brewing. It is a Tucson, Arizona brewer called Cheat Codes. It's a hazy IPA, but it's just a cool can. It's got like this matte black, but with like a strip of it has a sort of a Nintendo controller. And I like the look of the label, and it just looks cool. And I saw it on Tap Savvy's feed. Tap Savvy, friends of ours, friends of the show, Tap Savvy, out there in Litchfield Park, West Phoenix, and where you can get some cheat codes. So you're in West Phoenix, go pick up some cheat codes and tell us how it is. And there's one I saw Chew Your Beer drinking from North Park Brewing. I pity the fool. It's got a Mr. T themed beer, West Coast IPA with Chinook, Citra Incognito. Not just Citra, Citra Incognito. Mosaic, Cryo, Mosaic, and Amarillo. So that looks good. And it's got a cool Mr. T themed name and label. So looking out for that. All right. Did anyone get new beers? Are we good? No new updates.
I'm drinking Firestone Walker Anniversary Ale 24.
Oh, I feel like that is new. I feel like we haven't talked about that. 24th, which one was that? Was that last year?
At this point, yes, this was last
year. Wow, it seems like you're just sort of nonchalantly drinking that. That's Anniversary Ale. That should be...
Yeah, well... You're right. It is a special occasion beer. But since those don't exist any longer, I said, fuck it.
We no Let's longer drink have it on the show. Special occasion is Wednesday.
Yeah. Whee! Special occasion is I'm alive. End of sentence.
I'm alive and I can enjoy a beer.
I watched two episodes of The Mandalorian. Let's
can you determine from other anniversaries, is this better, worse, along the lines?
Judging by the amount I've drank since I've opened it, it's much smoother and less in your face than previous years have been. Mm-hmm. The heat is hidden well for 11.3. I'm guessing this is more oatmeal stout based than bourbon barrel based.
Oh. Does it say what got blended or what? Don't they usually just blend all their things?
I don't have the box near me, but there's a build sheet wrapped up in the box. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're giving the thumbs up to the 24th anniversary.
I'm giving the thumbs sideways, not up, not down.
All right.
I'm okay with this beer.
It's decent. And
it's a fancy porter.
Fancy porter.
Fancy porter. It's just, it's too smooth. I want something, you know, an anniversary is going to make you remember it. I will not remember this beer after.
Tomorrow morning, you're like, did I even have an anniversary beer?
Mm-hmm. Will you call me tonight?
We encourage listeners to get on the show themselves, whether that's their own 3-minute podcast or they just want to call us and talk about something. You can call we have a voicemail line that just picks up and you can just leave the voicemail. It's 559-492-0542. Or you can record something yourself and send that file to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And this week we have no voicemailers. Ooh, what a terrible year 2021 is. Everyone thought it was like, oh, it's going to be so great. It's going to be so, I love 2021. Nope. Turns out it sucks. Nobody called the perfect pour.
That's why this year sucks.
Apparently something happened today that got everyone's attention and they didn't think to call the perfect pour. You know,
yeah,
something happened back east of the Rockies that maybe everyone was sort of tied up with and forgot to call the perfect pour about.
They stormed New Belgium. Tried to take them back to independence.
We're doing it. We're storming New Belgium. Let's go. Woo! Indy, we're going to make it Indy again.
Make it Indy again.
Sir, we're voting right now to make whether New Belgium should be Indy or not. Please let us continue.
Woo! Just let me take a picture right here on the seat. Let me go in the office, take a picture with my feet up on the desk. Yeah.
Woo! You ride that bike.
Oh, is that the first New Belgium bike? I'm going to ride it.
I'm going to ride it. Take a picture of me riding a New Belgium bike.
People have broken into the New Belgium office. They're riding the first bike. Stand down.
People are now signing the mission statement.
I'm going to sign my name. So, yeah.
People think they're Nicolas Cage's character from National Treasure and trying to steal the Declaration of New Belgium.
Declaration of Independence. So thanks everyone for calling the show. And that was really cool that you did that. And yeah, thanks. Not even listener of the year, Chew Your Beer. Call them.
Oh man. Yeah. Maybe he's still hungover.
Yeah, that's true. He might still be hungover. That's cool.
He's celebrating dry hop January.
Untapped. Have you heard of it? It's an app.
What?
Where you can document your boozing. And we're all three on there. Nick is the Nick 80. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. And I am Darktown. And you can follow us and we'll hang out with you. Do a Untapped Hangout. Let's see. I'm just going to start it off here and see what I got in there. I had a 4-pack of gummy worms, New Glory. When in doubt at Save Mart, I'll just get me a 4-pack of gummy worms.
All at once.
That helped me out. Was it 4-pack or 6-pack? Maybe it's a 6-pack. No, I think it's 4-pack. That's always good. I checked the date and it was only a month old, so it's fine. I do a thing now, especially at Save Mart, where I don't know if you guys have ever done this, where if I see like a really bad date, like old, I'll just turn the whole 4-pack or whatever over just so the date is just displaying instead of the product the way they want it. And I'll just like...
Nobody's ever done that.
What? I do it all the time. It's respect to the next guy. Like, hey, bro, check this out. The date's shit. This is a shit date. Don't pick it up. I think everyone needs to do that. That's just a respectful beer connoisseur.
Is that your secret code? Secret beer guy code?
If you ever see that in the at the Save Mart at Bullard and West or Herndon and Milburn, that was me. Like, why is this beer turned over?
Out of date beer.
Yeah, and it's also a little bit of a fuck you to whoever's doing that beer section. Like, hey, look, I see what you're trying to push off on people here, buddy. It's old ass beer.
Yeah. You go to the milk aisle and do that too.
Yeah, man. It's my fuck you to the man.
Out of date milk.
No, I don't do that. That ex dairy deli. I will put up
sour cream.
I will front it properly. Get those old dates right up to the front. So you suckers will buy it.
Wait. Do you go in and go, you do it right? And then you dead eye the clerk that's working there and you go, old habits die hard.
Old habits die hard. Yeah, I see the guy. I'm like, hey, man, it used to be me.
And then you keep facing the shelf without even looking at the shelf. That's how good you are. You're looking at him, but facing the show.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Like, no look.
This face. Guy's a legend. This guy's a dude. Legend. I think that was Mikey.
Oh, I also drink. Look, this is news. Breaking news. Weldworks Juicy Bits is now in Whole Foods. You just pick up a 4-pack of Juicy Bits from Weldworks. This is sort of a whale-ish beer. You know, you would have to get people to ship it to you and all that stuff. Now you can just pick it up in a 4-pack at Whole Foods in Fresno, California. And that was a nice 4-pack to have this week.
Oh.
Appreciate the hell out of that. I tagged Colin and Janine in it. Like, hey, guys, look. Didn't give a shit. They didn't give one shit. Didn't even like it. Let's see if they even liked it. I tagged them in it. This is a Colorado beer that they sent us. They're like, guys, Juicy Bits. I'm like, hey, Colin and Janine, look, we got Juicy Bits of Fresno. Like, expecting them to be like, oh, cool, or yay. Didn't comment. Didn't even like it. Didn't toast it. And I tagged them. What's going on there? Did I piss them off? And come to think of it, they haven't called the show in a while. I may have done something. Maybe
this is the dead week between the semester and finals, and just nobody's doing nothing right now.
They're studying. Colin and Janine are studying hard right now. Get that, that Chicarone award.
Get some Chicarone awards.
Yeah. I had a harvest season. Pilsner from Faction Brewing called Southern Aroma. What do you think of that? I bought a Pilsner.
Faction.
That was at the market. Southern Aroma.
Faccione.
I figured it'd be a good day beer. And actually, it was the first beer. I think it started my New Year's drinking off was that one. And a hazy little thing. from Sierra Nevada. My brother-in-law had brought some over and left them. He was like, I'm not drinking these. I'm like, all right, I'll drink them. And the General Sherman IPA from Tagaskoy Brewing, it was the 16-ounce, or not 16-ounce, the tall boy. Got me a Sherman tall boy. I'm like, that was pretty cool. Wow. Wow. That was what I've been caught drinking. Matt, Bearded Brewer 87. What did you drink last week?
I was digging back into the Wayback Machine to remember what I was drinking. The roommates ordered a box of beer from Tarantula Hill Brewing Company.
Who? Where is that at from?
They are from basically Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
The Tarantula Hill, so from my, what I was told, is one of the higher hills in the area, so it's known for that. So, but anyways, they brought in a case of beer. They had a few different, this was New Year's Eve, so there was a few different things that beverages that we sampled, in quotations, that evening. And they had a collab with Mumford, and I was like, yes, that one I want to try. And it's Intergalactic Planetary.
Uh-huh.
And you can say it different in your mind.
Intergalactic Planetary.
And now we owe royalties.
Damn it.
So there was that. That was a really good beer, really good collab. As you would imagine, Mumford is a very good brewery as well. So liked that one. Another collab. This one was between North Park and Peer Project, Mindless Philosopher. It was a hazy IPA. Keeping on the haze train, we had an all haze Sir Lancelot. The same. This is pretty much all New Year's Eve. We couldn't go anywhere, so we just said, let's not remember it. So
let's try to not remember this.
Mm-hmm. Sipping on some. I also, in addition to listening to music very loudly and drinking beer, I also jumped on a Zoom call with some of the House Pendragon friends, and there were some other industry people in there too. I was drinking one of their IPAs called the Rhizome. It has a little Yoda on the can. So, but it was a West Coast. That was fantastic. And the All Haze, both of those were good. And then Wazoo donated me a crowler that I held on to from Slice. And the can said, you know, happy holidays, happy new year on it, or Merry Christmas, happy new year, whatever. And I was like, that's going to be my new year beer. So I drank that, and it was the second crowler of the night. And it was Extra Toppings.
Oh.
Extra Toppings was the name, and I thought that was awesome. So it was a hazy New England, but it drank like a beautiful, beautiful double IPA.
That's a good beer. All right. Bearded Brewer, 87. The Nick 80.
Mm-hmm.
What were you drinking?
The Nick Haiti?
The Nick Hazy.
Hazy. Oh, change it. I could only remember my New Year's Eve beers, which were a 2016 Parabola.
Oh, how did that go?
Glad I didn't wait any longer. It was starting to turn.
It lost its luster.
Yeah, I've learned that beer is not a savable
beer. You want to get it the first couple of years.
Yeah, first year, second year. Still cool to have. It was one of my last 22-ounce bottles. You know, now all the Firestone beers are in 12-ounces.
Oh, so sad.
So nice to have that, but not what it was when it was fresh, for sure. I also had an imperial piece of cake from Tioga Sequoia.
Oh. Was that 2020 piece of cake? Or
2020.
All right.
Yes. 12-ounce can. I don't know, 16-ounce can. So.
Which, Matt, do we know which Rush won? Rush Day? Which version?
Yes, it was Circle, which ended up being Lana and Reverent, the coffee roasters. It was announced first part of this week.
All right. And is that going to be packaged, or is that what's that six pack I see?
So the six pack was for people to buy and vote which shape they liked. So the people that did that voted for Circle.
All right. And then now, what are you going to do with that, the Circle?
Well, so the beer that's left over that wasn't purchased on Rush Day is now being sold into individual packs. So if you liked one of the shapes more than the others, or if you still want to try each one individually, you could still buy those. And then on top of that, the coffee roaster pair that won will go on to provide coffee for the future batches of Rush Hour and the barrel age release that we do this December.
Nice.
Per tradition.
Per tradition.
Cheers, 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 cheers.
Cheers. Matt, do you have some cheers?
Speaking of Colin and Janine, cheers out to Colin. He had a birthday at the time of recording this show.
Happy birthday. Oh, I heard you got in the Friday night Zooms. I heard you were in there.
So cheers out to him. That popped up on Facebook. And the second thing is, I called you out and you did not show up.
Ooh, but
I joined in relatively in the beginning of the Zoom, and I was one of the last few in there. It was
You hung out for a while.
It was one of the smaller of the evenings. Well, I mean, everybody had, you know, New Year's Day off. So
right, everyone's like partying, second stage partying.
They partied on New Year's Eve, from my understanding, for Junior's birthday.
Oh, really?
And then they all jumped back on, and kind of there was some video recording and some karaoke with a gold-plated microphone that they kind of sampled back to in a "this is what you did last night" fashion. So,
yeah. Oh, that's just mean. Like, Nick, we recorded you fucking drunk last night. Look at this. Nah, man, so we shouldn't do that.
We shit talked about the weather for a little bit and found out Fresno is the second best place to be in right now, or Central Valley in California. Because everybody else was, you know, 30 below or 30 or colder, whatever. Then those Florida guys kicked in. They're like, "Oh, it's like 73 over here.
It's like 73.
and then we both, like, between Florida and California, were like, "Yeah, you guys are dealing with snow. We'll just deal with the heat." And people were like, "How do you deal with the heat?" And I was like, "Yeah, every year there's this one random week way too early in the year. It'll just get up to 100 degrees. Burn your face off, and then it calms down, and then it just creeps creeps its way back up to that 100 degrees. It was like, that's how we acclimate to that. And then we get used to the 50 degrees in winter.
There you go. There it is. That's how we, that's how we roll.
So cheers out to the Zoom get it. So they're relatively easy to find. You just got to ask people, but
just ask them.
It's good to see everyone, kind of check in with them, talk things. It's kind of a anything goes kind of conversation.
You're just hanging out with cool people because they listen to the Perfect Pour. So it's just like hanging out with friends already, even if you're new.
You can even see a photo of my cat in the porum now.
Ooh.
Screen grabbed.
Screen grabbed. If you want to get on the Get It, that is not a Golden God exclusive. That is everybody that listens to the show can just join in and hang out with fellow listeners and sometimes a celebrity like Matt. Friday nights starts in the evening and just goes until everyone passes out. And you can message like all the cool people. You can message, like, if you're on Untappd, Mr. Jazz with 1Z, you can message him. He's got the lowdown. You can message us. We can find it out. You can message Chew Your Beer, the Fontana Jim, Pittsburgh Tom, Colin and Janine, all kinds of people are on there. So if you want to get in on that. And I think I'm going to open up a Discord channel for listeners. Because the Discord has been exclusive for Golden Gods. But maybe I'll just create a channel for everybody. So then you can go on that and look. But yeah, Friday nights, man. If you want to hang out with cool people, the listeners, just hang out on Zoom and have a good get it. Have some fun. Nick?
You have cheers. I also cheers Colin for the birthday extravaganza. And new Golden God, Mark Ratty.
Yay! Pew, 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 pew! Mark Ratty, our newest Golden God. Thank you, Mark. Big cheers to you. I
forgot about that. That happened during the Zoom.
Oh, really? They're like convincing him?
Yeah, like it was like held the phone up to, you know, and they look, I'm like, holy crap.
Look, I'm doing it. Okay. Yeah, he's in on the Zooms. It's a good time. So thank you, Mark. Really appreciate your help. Patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to be a Golden God, $5 more a month. You get to listen to the tailgate and get in on the forum and the Discord channel. So thank you guys, all the Golden Gods, man. Thanks a lot. I just last month I paid for the PO box another 6 months, so we're golden for 6 months of PO boxing. You can. If you're a brewery or just a person in general, you can send us stuff. Look at the bottom of the show notes. The address is there. You want to send us the show anything, a postcard, beer, whatever, man. You can send it to that address. I'll go pick it up and enjoy it. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show.
Yeah.
It was really cool for you to listen all the way through here to the end. Perfect Pour Pod.
All of it?
Yeah, all of it.
No skipping?
No skipping. Perfect Pour Pod on social media. Perfect Pour Podcast. What is it? PerfectPourPod.com is a website. You want to check that out? Sure, whatever.
Just Google it.
The Nick 80 on social media. Bearded Brewer 87 on social media. Mikey Top Pour on social media. And also drinkingandthinking.substack.com. That's my beer geek newsletter that I do every Saturday or Sunday. And that's all you got to know, man. Just be cool this week.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Mm-hmm.
But have fun.
No.
No. Nick, I'm. Nick, you've got to have fun.
I thought you said check your dates.
Oh, no. Check your dates. You're not going to check your date? Turn over your cans. Turn over all your cans. Yeah. If you see a bad date, turn it over. Like, take it out of the. Take it out of the holders. Just take them all out and make them singles and then put them on the floor. Not in a way that someone will trip over them, but just like, just put them somewhere they're not supposed to be. Just get rid of them.
For them.
I mean, do something good in your life for once.
And then rate it 1 star and on
tap. 1 star and on tap. Bad dates.
Bad dates.
Bad day.
Bad dates. Podcast.